You're listening to SBS News.
American politicians have attacked Facebook, accusing CEO Mark Zuckerberg of pushing for higher profits while being cavalier about user safety. They demanded regulators investigate whistleblower accusations that the social media company harms children and stokes divisions. Coming a day after Facebook and its units Instagram and WhatsApp suffered a major outage, whistleblower Frances Haugen testified in a congressional hearing that as a result, for several hours, Facebook wasn't used to deepen societal divides, destabilize democracies, and make young girls and women feel inadequate.
Yesterday we saw Facebook get taken off the internet. I don't know why it went down, but I know that for more than 5 hours, Facebook wasn't used to deepen divides, destabilize democracies, and make young girls and women feel bad about their bodies.
She spoke less than a day after Facebook, its photo sharing app Instagram, and messaging service WhatsApp went offline for several hours, impacting hundreds of millions of users and highlighting global dependence on its services. Ms. Haugen testified to the Senate Commerce Subcommittee on Consumer Protection, accusing Facebook of being aware of apparent harm to some teens from Instagram and that congressional action needed to be taken.
But I'm here today because I believe Facebook's products harm children, stoke division, and weaken our democracy. The company's leadership knows how to make Facebook and Instagram safer, but won't make the necessary changes because they have put their astronomical profits before people. Congressional action is needed. They won't solve this crisis without your help.
Senate Commerce Subcommittee Chair Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat, said Facebook has misled the public and investors.
The Securities and Exchange Commission should investigate your contentions and claims, Ms. Haugen. And so should the Federal Trade Commission. Facebook appears to have misled the public and investors, and if that's correct, it ought to face real penalties as a result of that misleading and deceptive misrepresentation.
Ms. Haugen, a former product manager on Facebook's civic misinformation team, who has turned whistleblower, charged that Facebook curtailed free speech.
Facebook wants you to believe that the problems we're talking about are unsolvable. They want you to believe in false choices. They want you to believe that you must choose between a Facebook full of divisive and extreme content or losing one of the most important values our country was founded upon, free speech.
Ms. Haugen says Facebook sought to keep its operations confidential and would not change on its own.
That you must choose between public oversight of Facebook's choices and your personal privacy. That to be able to share fun photos of your kids with old friends, you must also be inundated with anger-driven virality. They want you to believe that this is just part of the deal. I am here today to tell you that's not true. These problems are solvable. A safer, free speech-respecting, more enjoyable social media is possible. But there's one thing that I hope everyone takes away from these disclosures. It is that Facebook can change, but is clearly not going to do so on its own.
Facebook has pushed back hard against the whistleblower revelations and attacked Ms. Haugen's knowledge on Tuesday. Ms. Haugen did not work on child safety or Instagram or research these issues and has no direct knowledge of the topic from her work at Facebook, tweeted Andy Stone, a spokesman for the company. Ms. Haugen revealed she was the one who provided documents used in a Wall Street Journal investigation and a Senate hearing on Instagram's harm to teenage girls. Throughout the hearing, committee members lambasted Mr. Zuckerberg, who Mr. Blumenthal said was going sailing rather than face his responsibilities.
Our children are the ones who are victims. Teens today, looking at themselves in the mirror, feel doubt and insecurity. Mark Zuckerberg ought to be looking at himself in the mirror today. And yet, rather than taking responsibility and showing leadership, Mr. Zuckerberg is going sailing.
Republican Senator John Thune from South Dakota asked Ms. Haugen to further explain Facebook's engaged base ranking, which the whistleblower described as dangerous.
Well, let me, Ms. Haugen, just ask you, we've learned from the information that you provided that Facebook conducts what's called engagement-based ranking, which you've described as very dangerous. Could you talk more about why engagement-based ranking is dangerous?
Ms. Haugen replied, stating that Facebook's claim that if it did not pick out specific content to present users based on their interests, that Facebook would be far less interesting, is untrue.
Facebook likes to present things as false choices, like you have to choose between having lots of spam. Like, let's say, imagine we ordered our feeds by time, like on iMessage or on, there are other forms of social media that are chronologically based. They're gonna say, you're gonna get spammed, like you're not gonna enjoy your feed. The reality is that those experiences have a lot of permutations. There are ways that we can make those experiences where computers don't regulate what we see. We together socially regulate what we see. But they don't want us to have that conversation because Facebook knows that when they pick out the content that we focus on using computers, we spend more time on their platform, they make more money.
Facebook's CEO took a financial hit, losing billions of dollars during the 7-hour outage, which was blamed on configuration changes Facebook made to routers that coordinate network traffic between its data centers. Fortune's billionaire tracking website said late Monday that Mr. Zuckerberg's personal fortune plunged by nearly 8.2 billion Australian dollars from the day before to land at $160 billion. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.